You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. This is an organization we've not had on the show after all these years. I'm looking forward to learning more.
I am too. It's going to be a really fun conversation.
Yes, let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Lauren Standish. She's a principal with HGOR. Lauren, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, glad to have you. I appreciate you making time to join us. Before we get into our conversation, since we've not had you on the show before, take a quick few seconds to tell us a bit about you and your background.
Yeah, I'm a landscape architect planner with HGOR. Been in the industry for over 30 years now. Grew up in New England, went to Seattle for a little bit, and found my home in Atlanta for the last 20 years.
Those are a bunch of fun places to have lived, for sure.
I know.
Well, tell us a little bit about HGOR.
Yeah, HGOR, as I mentioned, we're a planning and a landscape architecture firm. We work on a wide range of public and private projects. We're celebrating 25 years with our business here in Atlanta.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's been great. We've it's been a wonderful experience to be part of the business for 20 years and see it grow and also see Atlanta change so much and be a part of it. But HGOR is a company that we focus on designing great places for people, places that support a clear return on investment and provide a stewardship ethic for future generations. In a nutshell, we're the architecture between the buildings. You can see our work going to a park, walking down the street, a corporate campus. We do a ride, college campus. We do such a good variety of different public spaces and private spaces.
The architecture between the buildings. I love that. I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
Because that's important, right?
I mean, it is.
When you can go down and you can walk through a city and there cannot be architecture between the buildings. And then when there is, it's a dramatic difference. Explain that. Go a little deeper on that.
It is. I mean, it's about the experience for you, myself, going to a place. What do I see? What does this space feel like? Do I feel safe there? Do I find it interesting? Can I get there okay? All those little fundamental things that we take for granted, which should be, you shouldn't have to struggle to get there. So it's just a natural thing of making sure your design works that way, make sure that the buildings are in it, really focusing in on the open space, because the open space is this kind of place between the buildings, and you have it all the time. And it's just it's so much fun to be able to respond to a new development, or what functions are going to happen there, all this cool stuff that the city's doing. We really play a huge role in the impact of carving out the environment of the city and how people are going to be using it. And it's a lot of fun. I really love my job.
Yeah, you just think about the feel that you get when you walk in between buildings, you walk up to a building or out of a building. And so much of that is not just because of the architecture of the building, but what you're walking through on the way to it.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's comfort. Mm-hmm. It's, sometimes buildings can just be a straight wall, for 30 stories up. And does that make me feel comfortable? Where's my little ceiling that I live in, and, the canopy of the trees? Is it comfortable? Is there shade? Is there places for me to sit? Are there choices? And it's, people are looking, it's an experience, like I said. And being able to provide those choices for people are just a huge thing in public space. It really gives character. What is that destination that you're going to? And, could it be a public park where, there's authenticity to it? There's the community factor that makes it special.
Well, I live in downtown Chicago, so there's definitely architecture between the buildings there, but it's different here in Atlanta because it's a little more open, a lot more green space, so that's got to be a fun canvas to work on, so neat stuff. So HGOR has got a pretty intriguing portfolio. I mean, workplace, campus, community, urban, mixed use, parks, planning, all different kinds of things that you play in.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we touch a lot of different markets. Like I said, we work with private developers, we work with public institutions, campuses. Yeah, all across the board is kind of our work value.
All right. Lauren, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Hey there, I'm Ty Pennington, and I've been involved in the construction industry for a long time. And I can tell you this, the Jackson EMC Right Choice Home Program is in a class by itself. Every Right Choice home includes energy savings backed by two warranties, quality control built right into the home, added value for the life of the home. That's why a Right Choice home is the best choice for you. Visit JacksonEMC.com to learn more.
All right, and we're back with Lauren Standish with HGOR.
So there seems to be a lot of talk about sustainability and walkability when it comes to designing new communities. Tell us how you work to include those into your landscape planning.
Yeah, it's kind of like sustainability should be a part of almost every project that anybody does now,
Right.
For instance, stormwater management is a huge, huge deal in terms of being able to handle it properly. And if you look at the traditional means and methods of stormwater management, a lot of times that gets buried in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So what we like to do with the ingenuity and being able to have the space and the opportunity to do it is look at that stormwater management and look at it as an amenity to the project. Mm-hmm. Use it as a function of not only to handle the 100, 500-year storm, but also build it for a park or work it into the system that it can be part of the beauty of the place and the authenticity of the place.
I mentioned that I'm in Chicago and I live on the 48th floor, so I'm seeing more and more rooftops coming into play. And I'm not talking decks, although I am talking decks, but I'm talking about greenery and trees and landscaping. And some of that's more design and lovely looking. Some of it's very functional, too. Is that becoming a hot new trend here in Atlanta as well?
It is. I mean, it is part of the system. It's part of what we do every day with, for instance, the NCR headquarters that just opened up. There's a big green roof on that.
That's cool.
That also acts as the social environment for the community, for the work community. Coca-Cola, we did the same thing on that. So it's really embedded into a lot of the projects that we work on right now.
So it's said a lot in Atlanta, to be successful, you've got to be innovative. What innovative projects are you working on right now?
Well, I'm going to have to plug something for the future here. And we just got signed on with the City of Atlanta to do the Westside Bellwood Quarry. And that is going to be so endearing to me. And I'm so excited that phase one is underway and we'll begin working on that. So that has a lot of things to it. And it not only is it going to have a great destination, it's going to tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
It tells the story of the history of Atlanta. It tells the story of how a city functions. You've got the big driller Mike and the whole reservoir filling up so it can have the city's water supply for another 30, 90 days, which right now, you think about it, it's a three-day reserve. It's like incredible. So it tells that story. It also tells the story of the community and the culture there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that's really important to bring on and make sure that we are inclusive, we get this park right so you have a community bond, which means you have social capital, which means if you have social capital, people are invested, and that means that you're going to have a financial success. And this park being the largest one in Atlanta, by the time it gets done, we'll have, there's venues there for self-supportive measures to revenue, to self-sustain it. And when you put a big park like this on the city, there's a lot of demand on there. There's a lot of maintenance and operations, and you want this thing to be successful. So let's take a next step and look at a conservancy or support for the park and look ahead to that and how does that work? How does that help support the park and not put the burden so much on the city? So, Piedmont Park does a great job at that. So taking some of those same principles and being able to apply them over at Bellwood would be, it has to happen.
So how does someone work with you? How does that typical engagement look like? I mean, is it typically that something has been built and they say, hey, we built it, come in and add your magic touches to it? Or are you involved in the initial design process when something is being structured? I imagine it's both. But walk us through how those kind of engagements work.
Yeah, absolutely. If let's say we're working with a developer, private developer, and their investment in looking at a piece of property, let's say it's 50, 100 acres. They'll come in and say, all right, Lauren, I've got this piece of property. What can we do? I do have a performer that I need to match. I need to make my money back and need to, you know, build X amount of units, X amount of office space, X amount of this. I need parking 4 per 1,000. You know, you do all those crunching numbers together. And then, okay, here you have your piece of property. Here's the topography. You analyze it. You know, oh my God, what are the other factors that need to come into play? How do I build this and make the numbers work? But then, so all of that building placement, roadways, circulation, all of that is what we do. We'll sit across with the owner. We'll come back to the owner with a proposal or a plan, and we'll tweak it from there. And at that point, you get the numbers right. You get the space right. You get, you get it fitting just right on the property. And then you come in and, okay, all right, got that going. Let's go and put that authenticity down. Let's get that sense of place down and get that little, you know, touch of the details.
Mm-hmm. So it really is a lot more than just the landscaping. You're looking at parking and you're looking at walkways and you're looking at how people are going to use that space. And I guess a lot of how they're going to use that space is going to be determined by what you put there.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, form, function. Mm-hmm. Look at the Braves. You know, the stadium and the Battery and the whole plaza there. We needed to make sure that you had flexible space. You needed intimate space. You needed concert space. Mm-hmm. You needed the restaurants to be able to spill out and energize the space that's around it. We just had to plan for the big ice rink that just went up there. So, you know, looking at the structural mm-hmm. components of how that fits. And yeah, so all of that goes into the pre-planning, pre-thinking mm-hmm. of what's going to happen in that space.
Right.
Yeah. That's a lot of fun.
The Battery is a blast. I actually haven't been to SunTrust for a game yet, but I've been to the Battery for lunch, and I've been to SunTrust for an event, and it's a fantastic space.
Well, it's really successful. I mean, it has, you know, the restaurants there that are moving in and that have moved in. The Omni mm-hmm. just opened up. So you have that plus energy. You have the work place with Comcast, mm-hmm. you've got the Omni, you've got all the retail residential components, and all of that form around this plaza that can have multiple uses and dynamic and IT, mm-hmm. and it's just a lot of fun. I'm really proud to be a part of that project.
So are there any other projects that you're proud of and want to share with our listeners?
Yeah, I think one thing that really hits home with me a lot is the work that we're doing on Capitol Hill. And the first project that we did is Liberty Plaza, which sits on the east side of Capitol Hill. And it really became the new front door of our Capitol. Mm-hmm. And the plaza is open space. It is an area for freedom of speech, protest. And it's simple, bold, but yet elegant. And I think that it's the state capital. I mean, I love being part of the something that's going to be here for a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm. Any other projects?
There's a lot of them. I love what I do. Mm-hmm. I love what I do, and I love the challenge that, you know, we as landscape architects have, and solving problems for our clients is great.
Yeah. Well, Carol, I'll be honest with you. I had a little different notion of what these guys were about when we sat down, but they are not landscapers. I mean, there's so much more to what these guys do in terms of building a community and making it functional and usable. It's kind of cool. It is cool work.
It's definitely cool.
All right. So, Lauren, before we let you go, should anyone have any questions of you or want to learn more about HGOR, where do they go?
Go to hgor.com is our website. And then also Lauren Standish at hgor.com. My direct line at work is 404-929-3364.
All right. Lauren Standish, a principal at HGOR. Great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Absolutely. It's fun.
It was fun. It was. All right. That wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of today's guest, Lauren Standish, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Todd and Carol signing off for now. Thank you for tuning in. We look forward to seeing you again next week.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.